Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports.
Welcome to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adeblue talking with Chris Brown, the head coach for the Montana State Billings baseball team. You know, a lot of enthusiasm heading into this weekend. Certainly didn't turn out the way you wanted it to. Give St. Martin's credit. They came in. They swept you in four games, some pretty competitive games there at times, but obviously not the results you were looking for.
No, definitely not. We didn't play our best baseball at a point in time when we needed to, and that was the bottom line. They played well, we didn't, and the results speak for themselves.
It was interesting watching your team, though, because, you know, I got to see the games on Sunday. And this is not a team, didn't score a lot of runs, but this isn't a team that strikes out a lot. It seems like you guys were making contact. The reason I bring that up is obviously you guys are hitting the ball. You're not up there, whiffing at balls and being called out on strikes. But the issue is it perhaps a possibility? Are some guys maybe being a little too impatient? I know you believe in having a real aggressive offense, but you just weren't finding in the holes, or is that just kind of anomaly and just the way things are going?
I think it was a little bit of both. Guys were pressing a little bit, so they lost their approach at the plate, and we swung at a lot of first, second pitches of the at-bat, and while that's not a bad thing, sometimes situationally we went up there and didn't do our job, and I guess sometimes you come on runner on second base, nobody out, and we had that situation quite a bit, and your job technically there is to move that runner over to third, and if you get a base hit in the process or you reach safely, then great. But ultimately, what we're looking for there is to move that guy to third, and now we've got a runner on third, and we've got two outs to get him in, and we got away from that a little bit, and I think that kind of was a result of the weekend not going the way that we wanted, and guys started pressing, and we tried hitting the 5-run home run and trying to kind of do everything ourselves instead of just little bit by little bit by little bit.
Baseball, I think particularly when it comes from the offensive end, I think hitting confidence is so important. And, there are times when the ball just looks huge. There are times when the ball looks small. This team seems to have a very aggressive approach at the plate. This weekend, though, as you just sort of alluded to, there were just times when it seemed like any time it looked like you might get things going, you just kind of ran into a brick wall.
Yeah, we had a couple guys say, "Coach, the ball looks like a watermelon, but the field looks like a glove." And we hit a lot of what we call atom balls right at people. And we had more of those this weekend than we've had in a long time. And what do you say to a kid? He hits the ball on the screws, and it's a line drive out, and guy makes a phenomenal play in the field. And as a hitter, you just can't get disappointed with that. You have to take that as a positive that, hey, I hit the ball hard, and that's what you're trying to do. And the next time that ball falls, and that kind of evens it out for the little Texas Leaguer flare bloop that you hit the next time up, and it goes down as a screaming line drive in the scorebook. So I just have to keep that consistent approach and keep trying to hit the ball hard.
I didn't get to see Saturday's games. I was watching my daughter play softball, but I did watch Sunday's game, and at least in those games, it seemed like the defense, for the most part, was pretty solid. I understand that Saturday, there were some issues there from a standpoint of defense. What was the weekend like for you?
Saturday, kind of one thing led to another, and you get that old adage or cliche of a snowball or a domino effect, and we didn't throw strikes on Saturday, even though that first game was 7-6, over 80% of the runners on Saturday were guys that were put on with walks or errors or were hit and hit batsmen. And as a defense, that's tough when that's happening. You make one error, and it's hard not to let that turn into two or three and compound your own mistakes. And we let that get away from us, especially in game two. And on Sunday we played good defense. We just didn't get it done as far as the overall results. We had plenty of opportunities offensively and just didn't take advantage of them. All in all, just didn't get it done. I mean, that's about as blunt as I can be.
Talk about certain aspects of the game coming up on the second part of the Coach's Show with Chris Brown.
Johnson drops back. He's in the pocket. He's man number 58. Came out of nowhere. What a sack. They heard that hit clear up on the high line. Looks like Johnson's down. He's grabbing his knee. Trainers are coming out to the field. Yeah, looks like he's done.
The risk of injury is part of any sport. When injuries happen, turn to the doctors at AMP. AMP doctors are the leading experts in sports medicine and are committed to keeping athletes safe and getting them back into the game. AMP, athletic medicine and performance. Learn more at ampmontana.com.
talking with Chris Brown, the head coach for the Montana State Billings baseball team. Let's talk some more about pitching. You kind of alluded to the fact, again, some of the control problems that have kind of plagued you this year, came to the forefront again this weekend at times. You know, we've talked about the importance of getting ahead in the count, obviously making it a pitcher's pitch as opposed to making it a batter's count. Obviously, the pitchers know this. I mean, they go up there, they know they need to get ahead in the count, and, you're not telling them, I'm sure, when you preach that, you're not telling them they don't already know. What is the issue right now? Is it, I imagine it's probably a combination of things. Is it lack of concentration? Is it perhaps some technical issues they're having problems with, not getting the calls? What is kind of the issue right now? Are they being too fine with their pitches, or is it just kind of a combination of a lot of different things?
I think, for each kid it's different, but ultimately it boils down to the confidence thing. And, kind of talking to some of our guys, we had a heart-to-heart over the weekend, and a lot of the guys came clean and said, Coach, I've never struggled like this. And, and as a pitcher, actually as an athlete in general, if you're used to success, and every time you go do something, you do it well, and even on your bad days, you still do pretty well, and then all of a sudden, you have a good day and you do horrible, and then you have a bad day and you do even worse, and it's tough to rebound from that. And I think a lot of guys are going through that. It's the first time in their life or in their career that they've struggled. And as far as what the magic potion is for that or the magic Kool-Aid, I don't know. I think for each kid it's different, and we just got to get back on the saddle and try to get that confidence and that kind of that swagger and attitude and moxie back.
You've got some veterans out there. We saw a good performance from Howe there in the second day, but I know a lot of these pitchers are probably relatively new to the college baseball scene, even though you're partly through the season, and that's probably an issue. I suspect there were pitches that they got away with, at the high school or the Legion level or what have you, that they can't get away with now. So that's probably a big adjustment for somebody to go to the Division II college level as a pitcher.
Definitely, 86, 88 doesn't blow people's doors off anymore, and a lot of guys are, we've got a lot of guys that are sitting in that velocity range, and they've had to learn the hard way that, 86, 88 just doesn't blow people by any, or blow people away anymore, and you've got to spot that pitch, and you've got to depend on your off speed, and some guys have really struggled with that, and as a result of not being able to depend on their fastball in key situations, they've had to kind of pitch backwards or in reverse, as you say, and a lot of guys have just struggled with the mental aspect of that, and it's kind of taken them off their game, so to speak, and we're moving forward, and we're trying to work on it, and I think for each kid, it clicks, and then the challenge becomes is, you take two steps forward, but you take a step back, and to look at the big picture and say, well, geez, the last three outings, I had two good ones, and I struggled, so I can fix this and that, and just focus on what you can control, and go out there and do your job.
I suppose that there comes a point, whether you're a hitter or whether you're a pitcher, where you can get too much in your brain. Got to do this, got to do this, got to do this. I suppose from a coach's standpoint, oftentimes you try to keep it as simple as possible.
Definitely. Less is more. And I think that a lot of guys have gotten to that point where, it's, like the guy that's hitting 400 and he's on a 15-game hit streak and he has an 0-for day and he strikes out twice and, geez, now he's got to change his swing. No, you don't. You just start a new streak and you show up the next day and keep doing the same thing that you did the previous 15. And, same thing applies for a pitcher where, you have a good outing and the next day you don't. Well, that's the nature of the beast with pitching. One day you feel great and you get lit and the next day you don't feel so good and you shove. So it's just staying consistent with your approach and trying to minimize it and picking out one thing, one little thing that you can key off of and not getting into that A, B, C, D, E, F, G, type analysis where it's like, hey, if I can get balance at center, I can stay in front and stay on top and then be downhill. And for each kid, that key's different, but just focusing on that one thing.
It's going to be a nice week weather-wise. Now, today it's not the day we're doing the interview here. It's actually really miserable outside. It's rainy. The weekend weather looks really good. The rest of the week looks good. So today you're going to be practicing inside. I bring that up because I was wondering, when you come inside, does it change your approach to practice? Do you work on some different things that maybe you can't work out when you get out or that you don't necessarily focus on when you get out on the field?
Definitely. When you're outside, you want to do, as much game simulation as possible and kind of, work on the outside stuff that you can do, the long toss, the cut relays, the base running, seeing the flight pattern of the ball, all those things, whereas when we get inside, we'll do some bunt work, we'll do some Team D, some situational stuff, and really try to get back to kind of the basics, and that you're kind of limited. And that being said, today we're going to throw all that out the window, and we're going to have some fun.
All right, good enough. We are going to be talking about the upcoming game, and boy, they're big. Four games coming up against multiple defending GNAC champion Western Oregon. A lot to look forward to coming up on Friday and Saturday. We'll talk about that on the third part of the Coach's Show with Chris Brown.
Who hot?
What's hot?
Who hot?
Who hot?
That's right. Who hot? The exciting Mongolian Grill concept that's conquering the nation, and Billings will not be spared.
Mongolian Grill?
Who hot Mongolian Grill has over 50 fresh meats, vegetables, noodles grilled before your very eyes. Choose from 12 specialty sauces or create your own. From simple soy to super hot Kung Pao Yao. Grab a bowl and load up. Repeat as necessary.
Who hot Mongolian Grill? King Avenue West, Billings.
Where hunger meets its destiny.
Ken Adelblue back with Chris Brown, the head coach for the Montana State Billings baseball team. You know, it's been a bit of a struggle as of late, but boy, I'll tell you what, if you, you know, a lot of times a person looks at a schedule and they say, you know, if they've got somebody that's maybe a cupcake coming in, they think, well, there's an opportunity maybe to get some wins. Doesn't seem like the GNAC's got any of those this year, unfortunately, and certainly not the one you caught coming up this week in Western Oregon. But I see that as a real opportunity. Boy, a good weekend against Western Oregon could certainly help to turn things around for this team, because obviously they bring a real exceptional program to the table.
Definitely, they're as salty can get, and they're a team that we've got to get up for. And we, you know, we split at their place. That was the first team in almost 10 years to split or win a series there. And our guys get up for them. They're kind of the team to beat, obviously. And hopefully, we can play the level that we're capable of, and give them a run for their money.
Yeah, from the standpoint of the team, I would think that obviously. You know, I think from a coach's standpoint, you want them to be up for every single game. But, you know, we're all human, and there's certain teams that I'm sure when they look at the lineup, they think, yeah, just like a fan. I mean, I imagine there's a lot of baseball fans out there that have been looking at the MSUB schedule and said, boy, that's one weekend I'm going to keep open. Western Oregon's coming to town. We're all human, and I would imagine there is a little bit of extra incentive when the Wolves come to town.
Definitely, and you know, that's kind of one of the things that we stress to the guys is you can't be the best unless you beat the best. And right now they rule the roost, man, and we've got a chance to have them in our house, and you know, hopefully send them on their way home with their tail between their legs, and you know, if we can get a split out of this weekend, that'd be great, and 3 out of 4 would be phenomenal, and obviously, you know, a sweep would be exceptional. But, you know, above and beyond all that, what we're looking for is just to get back to playing consistent good baseball for 4 games. And, you know, if that means that doesn't turn out in the win-loss column the way we want, we just, from a mental and a confidence standpoint, team-wise, need to play a consistent 4 games from the first pitch of the first game to the last pitch of the last game.
Yeah, we've talked about it before. When you take on a team like Western Oregon, there's really no room for error. Great pitching, not enough if you don't have the great hitting. You get the great hitting and the great pitching, not enough if you don't get the good fielding. Good base running, really, you pretty much have to have all aspects of your game going, don't you?
Definitely. They don't have any real chinks in their armor, so to speak. And, you know, when we split with them at their place, we played really well those 2 games and played up to our ability. And the 2 games that we lost, we didn't play well, and the results kind of spoke for themselves, and that's what happens against a team like that. So, you know, I feel real good about our chances if we can play at the level that we're capable of, and then you kind of leave it all between the lines, and a little bit easier to live with when you go out and you play well, and you know, you win, great, that's what you're trying to do, and if you lose, well, hey, we gave it our best shot, and you know, it's easier to move on than the game, you know, like last weekend where you don't play well and you lose, and those are tough ones to chew on.
Well, the games are coming up this weekend, Friday and Saturday. They begin the doubleheader at 3 o'clock at Dealer Park. On Saturday, they'll begin at 1 o'clock. Coach Chris Brown, best of luck to you against the Wolves.
Thanks, Ken.
And the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Thanks, everyone.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.